What it do, baby boo? We are back with episode 2 of season 2 of Self Reflect with Lex. And this week, I have a special guest, which is none other than the original OG, aka my mother, PJ Scott. And we're talking about how hoes, or why hoes, be winning. So, chill out, get you a glass of wine or some bourbon or whatever you sipping on. Kick your feet up and listen to our conversation. Let's get it, y'all. Why do you think hoes be winning?
Huh?
Why do you think hoes be winning?
We talking about ho-hoes?
What other hoes out there, mama? Ho-hoes. What is a ho-ho?
Well, hoes didn't win in my day, so in your day, I don't know why. I'll be honest. Shit, I'm just saying. You and I, there's a generation gap.
Oh, my gosh. She said we talking about ho-hoes. Well, they be winning nowadays. I don't know what's going on. Like, dude, nowadays you can see the hoe out here. She's getting wifed up. She's getting treated right. Romance,
why you think I'm single? I told you, biggest hoe going. Why you think I'm single?
Mama, I just want to know why it works today, though.
I am not. Because y'all screwed up.
You think our standards have changed?
Yes.
So we don't. Do you think that we don't require a lot from our significant other?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Like, do you think as women, we don't require for the male to step up in regards to, you know, what's the proper term, courting us properly and stuff? Like, do you just think we'd be like, okay, he's cute, I'm messing with him?
Oh, y'all definitely do that. But here's the thing, but you said the hoes be winning.
They do.
They're getting wiped up and everything.
Right.
So apparently that's not the issue.
So what do you think the issue is? Is my question.
On why the good girls don't get wiped up.
Right. Is it because they have too
many guys are the hoes getting?
I mean, they getting the CEOs, you know, the lawyers, the doctors, the bosses, the dudes you would want. Now, granted, I don't know what the dude is like behind closed doors.
There you go. That and then two.
Because he might be beating on her.
Might
I don't
be
know.
On her.
Might be
she
cheating
ain't
on
the
her.
Only one.
I was gonna say he might her. Be cheating on her.
He ain't no might. He gonna cheat on
okay,
her.
Okay, well he's cheating
so
on her.
So if that's the kind of relationship you want, you see what I'm saying?
Okay, but even to the good guys, like the good guys get slept on. You see what I'm saying? It goes the same way.
Uh-huh.
Good dudes get slept on, but the niggas that
like
ain't
you
shit.
Said, he gonna be boring. So the hoes are winning because they're exciting. They doing what the good girls probably don't do. Duh.
But do you think that the good girls have too high of standards and dudes just don't want to meet them?
No, ain't nothing wrong with having standards.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with having standards mm-hmm. either.
No, you gotta have some standards.
Like, everybody should have some boundaries
yeah.
that we not gonna cross.
Right.
But.
Nigel, honey. Look, you need to slow down. Secondly, when you get him home, get his sock drawer out and make him, y'all make
okay.
his sock.
All right.
Seriously.
Okay, back to
it
the.
It don't make sense.
You done got off topic.
Yeah.
You got off topic. Mm. Back on topic.
Girl, I don't know. Like I said, there's a generation gap, honey, between my generation and yours. In my day, that wouldn't fly.
Oh, y'all wasn't getting wiped up for being hoes. Yeah. But you call them ho-hos.
Hell no.
Ho-hos.
You good for behind doors and partying with, but
you ain't getting wiped up.
No, hell no.
Mm-mm. No. Well.
No.
I guess I'm not getting wiped up because I got standards. But I've been wiped up, so in name only. But. And it wasn't even in name only, because, hell, I ain't even take that man's last name now that I think about it.
But still was in name only.
Right, he was pissed off about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's another conversation for another day.
Why didn't you take his name?
Again, another conversation for another day. Okay. I don't want to discuss that right now.
Okay.
Just know, there's a reason.
Okay.
Anyways, I don't know. I feel like it's the dudes that we choose. And I also feel like you said, sometimes we may not be exciting. Because I did say that about my friend, that he wasn't exciting.
Yeah.
So,
and he gets looked over.
So, boom. I feel like he's exciting if you make him do stuff. Mm-hmm. But every female don't want to have to make you do something. Like, they want you to do it because you want to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like dudes today, you have to make, like, you have to force them or breastfeed them to do stuff for you. And I think that's based off parenting, how their parents raised them, because their parents baby them and make them think that this is okay, like your girlfriend is supposed to do these things for you.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't raise me like that.
That's because you got old parents. So think about it. You were raised old school.
True.
Okay. Whereas the people your age had younger parents, which had different ideas.
Which is probably why I like dating older men, too.
Exactly.
Because dudes on my level, hey, young stuff don't be flying my way. Like, I don't like it. And then they be talking all crazy. I don't like all of it. Like, you got to come to me proper.
Exactly.
I want to be courted properly. Like, I don't want to just be, Netflix and chilling. Like, I don't like that.
You can do that by your damn self.
I'ma say hell to the nah.
Shit. Hell, I'm old. I'm 60 plus years old. Yeah, as you can see, I chill on the couch by my damn self.
Well, that's what we do anyway.
We going out. We're going to meet somewhere, have a drink. No, I come see you.
I'ma definitely need a drink. And baby, you definitely don't have to come see me. I come see them
because that way I can
leave
when
I want to. Right. Like I said, y'all raised me differently, so that's how I think. Like, and I think it'd be taking people back, like, why is she acting like it, or why is she doing that?
Okay, who are we talking about?
Just in general. Mama, it ain't nobody specific, just in general.
Well, what made you think about that, though?
Oh, no reason.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, Hogan getting wiped up. Who's getting wiped up?
Now, I can't spill all the tea. I don't know. It might be a little lemonade, put a little sugar and twirl. I don't know who's getting wiped up. That's a hoe. And if I did, I wouldn't drop that information like that.
Do I know? Like Marty. That merge was the last 2 seconds.
No.
I saw how he
no. Because all that controlling stuff is not cute. There and I think people be mistaking love with controlling.
Exactly.
Oh, well, if I control you and if you do what I say, then you love me. But no, that's not the same thing. Like, you can't do that.
A guy before your dad, he was a cheater. Meaning...
Nah, we don't want that.
I had good looking guys. But, girl, please. He'd be like your daddy. Just a cheat. Nah, I wouldn't go for that shit. Nope.
So nobody wants to be cheated on. But I have come to the conclusion in the fact that at least once throughout whatever relationship I am in, that I am going to get cheated on. I've come to the conclusion that whatever relationship I'm in, whether it's a boyfriend, a husband, a fiance, whatever, right? That I'm going to be cheated on at least once.
Why do you think that?
Why do I think that? Because I don't feel like the dudes today can be monogamous. I feel like they're going to cheat at least once. Whether it's... And see, there's levels to cheating. So what I find cheating, you may not find cheating.
You talking about as far as... entertaining
somebody
on TV.
Yeah.
I don't call it cheating.
Okay, so boom. The moment, here's my thing. The moment that you start entertaining or your mind is no longer where it needs to be for me, if you gotta hide a text message, if you gotta lie about it, that's cheating.
Okay.
And for me. Again, there's levels for other people, but for me, that's cheating. Now,
so based on that, yeah, you're right. You're gonna be cheating on.
But on general, if we just speaking in general, right? We're talking about cheating. We're talking about fornication. Then I also believe that at least once, whether it's oral or regular, he gonna cheat on you at least once. Might not be twice, but at least once. And I say that because even the baddest in the game have been cheated on.
Look at Jay-Z and Beyonce. Look at Halle Berry. Look at all these celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. With these successful marriages or what have you. Or are they just good looking? They get cheated on at least once. It never fails.
Now, that's a good part of that. Denzel and his wife ain't never. Mm-mm. Ain't heard nothing.
We can't say ain't never. We can say we ain't never heard of.
Discreet, put
it
like
just that. Like so Michelle and Barack. We could say that it ain't never.
Then let it be.
My thing is this, though. We can say we ain't never heard, but we can't say that that's a fact.
Anywho.
We can't say that's fact.
As long as I
don't hear it, I'm good. So as long as you don't hear about it, you're fine. No. I mean, yeah, what's done in the dark usually come to the light.
Exactly. And ain't nothing came to light on either one of them. So keep it going.
Those are just two people, mama.
Well, hell, shit. The world's horrible today.
Those are just two people. You can't go past two people. You named two successful couples.
And they're celebrities, though.
Yes, but okay. You couldn't name past two. Oh,
hell no.
That is sad, yo. Like, let's really think about this. Okay. That's sad. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's a 50-50 chance when it come to me. Like, I might find somebody who don't cheat and get lucky. Or I might find somebody who cheat. And
I'm just going to tell you this. That you may be right. But you can't go into a relationship thinking they're going to cheat.
So I don't go into it like that.
Here's the thing. What you've got to do is, if that's in your mind that you know they're going to cheat at least once or twice, then be prepared. Because if they cheat, just have basically limits in your mind of what you're going to deal with and what you're not going to deal with. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as you keep that reality check, you'll be okay.
You okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now,
I got you.
Say, okay, if you cheat, you come back, you act right. But if you cheat, put the boundaries down and say, hey, get through this, yada, yada.
So it just like this. It's just like a friendship situation where you be like, okay, they messed up once,
right?
So the apologies accepted, but it has to come with changed behavior.
There you go.
Boom. If your behavior ain't changed, then we ain't friends no more.
Right. Let it go.
Well, that's how I act anyway. So no matter. Okay. Well, good talks, mom. This is lovely. Something different, still don't know what I was missing, what you asked, I was